We learned this week that some, I think it's an English doctor, was diagnosed with an incurable disease. And doctors said, you're going to be dead soon in a few months' time. But they was experiencing a great deal of pain. Yes. So he went to some other country where it was lawful for him to commit suicide. What's your view on that, William?
Well, first of all, please hold hands. Now, the young lady that is here for the first time. Now, my dear, you will eject young David securely bound within the chair, did you not?
I did.
One moment. So, my dear, as you can see, I am here within the cell's room.
Yes.
Please do not be startled. I will not hurt you.
Okay.
Now, Victor, my friend,
yes,
again, it's not necessarily, shall we say, the action. It's the thought and emotion behind it.
Mm.
That is the deciding influence. Influence upon what takes place beyond the veil, you understand?
Yes, sir.
So, my answer is this. If the gentleman so wished that by his free will, for some logical explanation, and he was not of, shall we say, mental incapacitation, and that, of course, he decided in a sane and rational way, that he should aid his transition to the world of spirit that was imminent.
Yes.
Of course, the decision was his.
Right.
We within the world of spirit would not chastise him in any way.
Right.
That's wonderful.
That's good. Yeah. It was good to know, yes. Terrific.
But would that make a difference, William, because he was terminally ill as opposed to...
Yes, of course.
Mm. Yeah, so somebody doing it... That was in sound health and maybe through manic depression or some other reason.
Of course, then he or she would be impeded by a mental condition, as I said.
Right.
This is a deciding factor.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
We often get asked, William, what happens to people who do commit suicide when they go over?
Yeah.
Yes, I understand that. And I've answered it.
I think you have, yes.
Yes, many times.
Yeah. Yeah.